California's power reserves remain dangerously low, but the state managed to avoid rolling blackouts yesterday. One of the ways the state's power officials have kept the lights on for most people is by tapping a special class of large customers who have signed on for so-called interruptible power contracts. In exchange for a 15% to 20% discount on electricity, the customers agree to be the first to go offline if power supplies run low. From member station KPCC in Pasadena, Rachel Miro reports.
Earlier this week, about 100 workers gathered in the rec room of Aztec Manufacturing in Santa Ana, California, for the start of their shift at 10 p.m. These men and women don't usually work the overnight, but lately you can't be sure of getting through a day shift without some kind of power interruption. Last week, in fact, Southern California Edison asked the company to shut off the juice for 6 hours at a stretch, 3 times in a row, 2 days in a row. So as of Monday, Aztec had gone under cover of darkness, with night and weekend shifts for the foreseeable future to avoid being interrupted.
You're a little tired, you know, as you get used to the shift change, but please be careful as you work. You know, our equipment is very dangerous.
Jody Callahan is manager of operations for Aztec, which produces aircraft parts, mainly for Boeing and Pratt Whitney.
Turn the coffee machine on, and we're going to leave that on for free coffee throughout the period of this.
The interruptible contracts do allow customers to refuse the call to turn off their power, but it's an expensive choice. Some companies have paid as much as $1 million in January alone just to keep operating. When Aztec decided to ignore the call to go offline last Friday, its rates jumped from about 3 cents per kilowatt hour to $9 per kilowatt hour. 1 day's worth of production cost the company $70,000. Callahan says Aztec had no choice.
We're not keeping a running tab, and I'd be fearful to look at it because it would really make you a little more upset and angry about it.
Not to mention stressed out. Callahan's baby blue eyes are bloodshot these days from lack of sleep as well as worry, serving as an unwilling first line of defense against rolling blackouts. His suffering has not gone unnoticed by Linda Ziegler, Southern California Edison's Director of Business and Regulatory Planning.
We really appreciate it, and so does the state, because, as you know, in Northern California, they have had rotating outages, and this program has been what's been between us and rotating outages down here.
But not for long. Each interruptible customer can only be called upon to flip off the switch a certain number of times each year. On Monday, Pacific Gas and Electric, which serves Northern and Central California, announced it's exhausted its contractual ability to cut off power to its interruptible customers. And Southern California Edison is halfway through its program. After 25 so-called events, interruptible customers can't be shut off unless the power is shut off to everyone in the same neighborhood. Of course, given that rolling blackouts are an ongoing threat in California right now, it looks like a long stretch on the graveyard shift for the folks at Aztec. Sheet metal mechanic Ed Sanchez says whatever it takes, he's prepared to stand by his company and his job.
I've been here a long time, you know, and I hate to see the place go down, you know, without giving it a fight.
For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Santa Ana.